Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm right here in the operations area, and it is 2 o'clock on the Hurricane Center's clock, and it's time for the next update on Hurricane Florence. I did get some brand new information in the last couple of minutes. Still, we're looking at 105 miles an hour. We're now 110 miles east-southeast of Wilmington. Some of the reports we are getting at Cape Lookout, 45 miles an hour, gusting to 54, and we are starting to see some other areas see Pamlico Sound's a brand new one that we got. It looks like gusting to 61. So a lot of winds reaching onshore. And I do want to show you something on radar, pretty important. This band right here that's strengthening, that band right there is containing hurricane force winds. So we're starting to see the onset of some of these hurricane force winds. So once again, we think about seeing the eye of the hurricane, but you really got to look outside of that. Really important, because right here we are starting to see around, you're looking at Cape Lookout, probably getting hurricane force winds as we speak. The brand new forecast that we have out, this is the updated one for 2 p.m. Very similar situation. Once again, I try to make the point that it's not just the center. We talk about landfall, but you have to think bigger than that, because hurricane force winds stretch out 70 miles away from the center. And look at this, 170 miles, you start seeing these tropical storm force winds well on land, and that'll continue to move, unfortunately, move slow. This is 8 a.m. tomorrow, and this is in the evening hours Friday, and then by Saturday, still barely inland. Not a lot of movement over the next few days, and that's going to continue to cause some of the problems that we're seeing. Let's look at some of those impacts. And first of all, a lot of rainfall. When you have a slow system like this, it dumps a ton of rain. In fact, not just a coastal issue. We do look at those coastal rainfall amounts, 20 to 30 inches. Some places may see 40 inches of rain. Inland further, 10 to 15, even 20 inches of rain. Look, far away. I mean, you're looking miles and miles away from the center. You can get 6 to 10 inches around Charlotte and Raleigh, even up in Virginia, 4 to 6, Asheville, 4 to 6. However, sometimes you start getting these rain bands and these core rains. Some of those values could definitely get higher than that, much higher in some cases, where you can see even areas where you can see 15 inches of rain. So very dangerous when you combine that with hills and terrain. Let's talk about that storm surge, because that's the other big threat. Half of the fatalities do occur in the storm surge, and we are getting reports of some areas now, New Bern, 2 to 3 foot or so, some of the water already coming in. So we are seeing some of that storm surge come into some of these areas around South Carolina, 4 to 9 feet, potentially inundation around South Carolina, 9 to 13 in portions of North Carolina, even far away from the center. It's a point that we continuously make. Far away from the center, you can still see some of these storm surge values, 4 to 9 feet. And that's where we're seeing some of those values already come into the Neuse River and the Pamlico Sound, Pamlico River, where you're seeing some of these values already come in. And the longer we keep those winds in those areas, the longer we'll see some of that water that comes up. And the last threat, we definitely want to talk about the tornadoes. We do see tornadoes. Also, we have a tornado watch, so that's another thing to be mindful for. So a lot of impacts with this hurricane. We'll be watching it here from the National Hurricane Center.